going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think just the speed he brings, the recovery speed, like the play where he was going against Isaiah Bond. I don't know if you had on that channel. It was on upstairs. Isaiah Bond runs a post, and he's got him a couple steps on him, and he just swivels around and just takes off and breaks it up. It's hard to have recovery speed like that. You know, when you're talking, some guys run fast, like they run track fast, but they don't play fast. You see the, I don't know if I could say 4.26, but you saw 4.3 on film as a player, and you're always looking to add speed as long as the football player matches it.
Brandon Bean on Max Harrison. He's not saying like you could tell the difference between 4.26 speed and 4.3 speed on film, is he? I don't think so. But hey,
it'd be a little tight to figure that out.
The margins are tough there.
Yeah.
Can I get a small? I'm fine with this pick. Can I just have a small thing here before I read you some good news on Harrison that I teased?
Okay.
Do you think the Bills, when they're watching all these receivers run crazy fast down the field, and they're like, look at these defensive backs keeping up with these guys. You ever think, like, what if we got one of the receiver guys
that did that?
What if we took that guy?
Right.
Get the guy that's chasing him. Is this their
right? Because he is speaking to the value of
the field stretcher.
The field stretcher, while making the point about why Hairston is valuable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they'll get their field stretcher. Maybe they end up getting the guy he covers. Maybe they get Isaiah Bond. Is this? I mean,
you can believe all you want. They're going to get their field stretcher. I will believe when I see it that they're going to. They have not landed a field stretcher in 6 years of consequence.
Yep.
But well, maybe. Here's a speed pick that makes the team faster at an important position. So if, you know, they see the value in that, then maybe they'll see the value in it at receiver at some point. But I'm believe it when I see it.
So, all right, I teased something at the break that this pick of Harrison is very different than Kaiir Elam in one very specific way. Like you mentioned, Elam was a man press corner. This guy's more of a zone corner. So that's part of it. Tyler Dunn tweeted after the pick about Harrison, ranked corner number 3 in his rankings by the scouts, and he talked to a couple of scouts who gave him this, which this immediately jumped out at me as something, if you follow the Bills closely and you followed Kaiir Elam and his track here, this is specific. Ready for this, Joe? His style translates quickly to the NFL. Most guys have to learn to play without using their hands all the time. That's how he already plays. You see so many flags on the young guys because they grab people all the time because of the college rules. This guy is really quick with his feet. That's from a scout. What do you remember about Elam?
He boxing gloves.
They put oven mitts on him.
Or oven mitts.
Or what? It might have been boxing gloves.
It might have been both, honestly.
They put mitts on him so he'd stop holding.
Yeah.
In his first training camp. And he
took holding penalties when he when he played.
Yeah. He played with his hands a lot. He could never get away with it. And I can remember when Elam had those gloves on to stop him from holding, we talked about whether or not that was embarrassing for him. And if you felt bad for him, that it was so bad We're going to make you wear these in practice.
Right.
And here's a scout on Hairston saying, you don't have to worry about that with him. He's not a handsy guy. He wins with his feet.
Yeah. So, that's good.
Right?
That sounds great.
To me, that is a very a scout look into why this player is a different player than the last time you drafted a corner at about this spot. You know, first round.
Yeah.
Corner two. Elam was a little bit higher, of course. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550 on today. So, what could the Bills do today? They have picks 56 and 62, defensive tackle, defensive end. Sal says he still doesn't think receiver could be in the mix there. They don't have a third round pick. There's a big gap, and maybe they look to trade down so they can close that gap between picks, or maybe they try to move their fourths and move up. But they can go anywhere they want in the second round if they're willing to package their two twos. They could get back into the third round with a pick slide. Like, now is the spot where the Bills have ammo. A good amount of it. 2/4, 2/5, 3/6, and the 2/2s.
Yeah. They'll go from 62 to 109 without making a pick, without any sort of trade or anything. Here's an idea. Chris Trapasso just dropped his mock draft for today on round two.
Ready.
In round three. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, on with the afternoon guys all the time. He has the Bills doing a little bit of the old double dip.
Okay.
At 56, he has the Bills taking TJ Sanders, defensive tackle, who's more of a penetrator.
Okay.
6'4", 297 is his size. And then six picks later at 62, he has them taking Alfred Collins, defensive tackle from Texas, who is 6'6", 332.
Okay.
So two different interior defensive linemen in round number two. A double dip. That's what Chris has for them today.
And receiver goes to the fourth round, which I think is likely.
Right. Yeah, the receivers around them, like, guys go right. Jalen Noel goes right before they would be on the clock. He does not have actually a lot of receivers that go in the second round. Trey Harris went a little bit earlier in the second round.
Okay.
I'm sure he's got Luther Burden here somewhere. Oh, there he's way at the top with Tennessee. New weapon for Cam Ward. If they, that's not my favorite idea. I understand it if they do it and there is a need for somebody to play right away at that position and for the long term too.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would definitely prefer a corner, and I think I would still prefer an edge rusher, if they can get it. Might be a certain type. They love Landon Jackson. We think.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Could be an edge rusher, Landon Jackson, if he makes it that far.
That's a guy to watch for today, Landon Jackson. Nick Scorton, the other Texas A&M guy, someone they've met with. So there are a couple edge guys that they have spent some time with.
We don't really look at the division too closely. We went over that. The Patriots go offensive line. Jets go offensive line. Dolphins go defensive line. How about the neighborhood, right? That's Chiefs, Ravens, You want to include Bengals. You sure. want to include what?
The Bengals drafted a guy who has 4.5 sacks for his career.
Yep, the Bengals drafted the tools, physical freak edge rusher Shamar Stewart, who's not a big production.
There should have been a Shamar Stewart graph or chart that just goes in place of your free agency chart, which is if your team drafts Shamar Stewart, like, look at all these tools. He's going to be amazing. Another team drafts Shamar Stewart, like, yep. You idiots drafted a player who had 4 sacks in college for his career, by the way.
The Ravens go safety, Malachi Starks. The Chiefs, who had a terrible offensive line, get a tackle. The Chargers, Omarion Hampton, running back for them. Steelers defensive tackle. Remember, the Steelers reportedly had a first-round grade on a quarterback, and they did not take him. There you go. So they had a first-round grade on Jackson Dart, and they did not take him.
Yeah, well, was it a quarterback other than Cam Ward? Are they going to try to be cute here and say, oh, yeah, Cam Ward was the guy we had a first-round
grade on? No, Jerry Dulac in Pittsburgh reported it was Jackson Dart.
It was Jackson Dart.
They have a first-round grade on Jackson Dart, and they did not take him.
They passed on him.
They took a defensive tackle.
Team is just not a...
They do not have a second-round pick.
It's just not a serious organization.
It really... What are you going to do? If you're Pittsburgh, what are you going to... You're not going to get your hands on one of these quarterbacks unless you...
I'm telling you, they're going to start Mason Rudolph.
Or...
They're going to start Mason Rudolph.
Or...
They are.
Rodgers. Or Rodgers is really going to happen.
I wonder if Tomlin...
Rodgers was waiting to see what they did, and they decided to go defensive tackle and bring in Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers will be there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if Tomlin is put off at all by the Rodgers-Aaron Glenn stuff. I don't know. Just him kind of openly criticizing a coach in the media. Tomlin doesn't have to care about that. Just, you know what coaches are. Like, I wonder if that would matter to him at all. But... Yes, no, still that would be one of the more likely outcomes, I would think, for them. The Chargers picking a running back in the first round, I get it. It's not that surprising that Harbaugh would do it. No. He's a good prospect.
For fantasy football, I mean, that is a dream landing spot.
It's a great spot for him.
A physical back like Hampton in a Harbaugh offense is like... I mean, listen, Ashton Jeanty was always going to be 1.1 in Dynasty Fantasy. He goes to the Raiders, which is a great spot.
Yeah.
And then Hampton probably solidifies 1.2. If it's not Travis Hunter, who gets a good landing spot in Jacksonville, Tet McMillan to Carolina.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers also, by the way, had signed Najee Harris 1 year, $5.5 million during the summer. If I were in LA, they're not doing a bad job. It's just I would be curious to see how it's going to work, what their plan is to get the most out of Herbert, and maybe they think they could be reacting to the playoff game. The playoff game was it looked like it was all on Justin Herbert's shoulders.
Yeah.
And he threw a bunch of picks. And he didn't seem like he had a lot of help. So, Ladd McConkey in year two, they're saying, the way we're going to help him is we're going to give him a run game. That's going to, strike fear into people. All right. Good teams have made it work. They're typically a good team.
Who had the best night?
The best night is going to be, I love what Jacksonville did. Who had the best night?
I saw ESPN did which contender helped itself the most. So the teams that are picking like 25 and on.
Yeah.
And there were 3 suggestions. One was Baltimore, one was Kansas City, one was Philadelphia. And the Bills pick here, I think it makes a lot of sense for Bills fans. I don't know that Max Harrison is anybody that nationally grabs the draft world and says, oh, the Bills have done it. Again,
he might be out of 30 players who were drafted yesterday. Like, where would he rank in terms of how much talk he'll get today nationally?
Oh, like
27th?
Maybe.
Like, he's going to be pretty low on that. But
that doesn't really mean anything. Not that you're saying that. Like, right. He's not a controversial pick. He's not a freak athlete pick. He's really fast and looks pretty good.
I think the Giants had the best night that they could. That's kind of cheating because they did pick after 25, right?
Yeah.
But they're not a contender.
They had 2 firsts. I mean,
they had 2 firsts.
The other teams that drafted twice in the first, the Falcons, and the Falcons are getting roasted because they traded a future first round pick to draft 25th, which, by the way,
26th, but yeah.
26, okay, 26. I'd like to say something, a rule. I'd like to make a rule in NFL evaluation. You are not allowed to say the Rams did a good job getting an additional first. A team called them and said, we'll give you a first-round pick, and they said, okay. You know, when there's a trade in your dynasty fantasy league and your buddy gives up way too much and gives up an extra first, you don't call the guy that got the extra first and say, wow, really good job getting that first-round pick. You mock the team that gave it up. So no, the Rams didn't do a good job. They were on the other end of the phone. Which, by the way, had the Falcons called any other teams ahead of that? Because if so, maybe the Rams do deserve credit. Because are you telling me the other teams didn't accept a future first for the 24th pick, the 25th pick?
Yeah, that trade, I haven't looked to see what it does on value charts. It's interesting to me how it's framed, because I almost want to think of that trade a little differently, because they moved. That's a late second round pick.
That's right. They moved a full round.
What they really did is they swapped a first this year for a first next year in exchange for a second round pick.
Right.
That's kind of what they did. And actually, really, it wasn't even just that, because didn't LA get a third round pick back also? I think they did. Number 101, is that in the third round? I think that is.
Yeah.
So really, just to move your first round pick a year, they moved up from the third to the second. Frame it that way and see how you feel about it.
Do the value chart on it.
I want to do the value chart, because that is kind of what they did. They moved the first a year back, and to do that, they moved up from round three to round two.
The Rams.
Yeah. In that way, it doesn't sound like as bad of an overpay.
No,
as they move, but I'll look at the value.
They also moved their pick, and they are betting the Falcons. You might not do it for any team. I mean, it's a 26th pick, so the odds that it's higher, if you're Atlanta, I mean, the Rams are probably going to be picking what, in the teens? We'll see. It depends on how good Michael Penix Jr. is.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mr. Howard Simon joins us at 8 o'clock. He stopped by our draft party. We had a great time. Come out to Wayland. We'll be there tonight. Wayland Brewing in Orchard Park for round two. It's not a ticketed event. You just kind of show up. There's a draft-themed venue. They've got a special going. So join us at Wayland. We'll grab some beer, grab some food, and get two picks. Double-dip defensive tackle, according to Chris Trapasso.
Yeah.
All right. The big man barge is about to pull in, according to him. 803-0550, what you want in round two, what you think of round one. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.